奉主耶稣圣名证道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
我们请翻开提多书第三章。
We shall turn to Titus chapter 3.
提多书第三章。
Titus chapter 3.
我们读第五节到第七节。
Verses 5 to 7. Titus chapter 3, verses 5 to 7. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. And having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
保罗这里谈到我们的得救不是靠我们所行的义，乃是主耶稣的怜悯。
Over here, Paul discussed that our salvation is not according to our works of righteousness, but according to God's mercy.
他来为我们成立了救恩，来拯救我们。
He has come to establish the grace of salvation to save us.
那方法就是借着重生的洗礼，还有圣灵的更新。
The method of our salvation is through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
洗礼就是洗去我们的罪，让我们的生命能够得到重生。
Baptism is for the purpose of washing away our sins so that our life is being renewed.
主耶稣的宝血已经洁净了我们了。
The precious blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us.
那为什么还需要圣灵的更新呢？
And if this is so, why do we still need the renewal of the Holy Spirit?
彼得长老他这样的解释。
Elder Peter explained it in this way.
我们请看彼得前书的第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第二节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Verse 2, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby.
第三节。
Verse 3, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
我们如果赏过主恩的滋味，意思说如果我们得到主耶稣的救恩，我们就一定会这样做。
If you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, meaning to say that if you have known that if you have experienced the saving grace of the Lord Jesus, you will do this.
我们会爱慕纯净的灵奶。
We will desire the pure milk of the word.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
好像婴孩诞生了，他有这个生命，但是这个生命需要成长。
It is just like a newborn babe. The babe has life, and this life needs to grow.
所以婴孩会爱慕这个奶，让他的生命可以快高长大。
And babies will desire this spiritual milk so that it will grow spiritually.
我们靠着主耶稣重生，得到这个属灵的生命。
We have relied on the Lord Jesus Christ and gained this renewal of life.
这重生的生命也是需要长大成人的。
And this renewal of life needs to grow up.
所以我们要爱慕这个灵奶，就是主耶稣的话。
And therefore we desire the pure milk, which is the word of Jesus Christ.
在基督里面来生根，来建造。
So that we will be able to take root in the faith and to grow thereby.
而在这个生命成长的过程当中，
and in the process of this growth,
会有罪恶的污染，
there will be defilement from sinfulness,
也有这一个风雨的打击，
and also the storms that we need to weather.
那么这个生命就很容易变质，也很容易受影响，软弱下来。
And all these factors can cause the life to become weakened or to be shaken.
甚至还会死亡呢。
And to the extent of death.
因此，我们需要圣灵不断地来更新我们，来帮助我们。
Therefore, we need the Holy Spirit to continually renew us and help us.
所以，圣灵不只是给我们做进天国的凭据而已。
And the Holy Spirit is not just the guarantee of our entrance into the heavenly kingdom.
它更重要的工作就是要更新我们，成为一个新的人。
A more important function is that it will renew us so that we can become a new man.
能够保守我们，以致我们能够得救。
He is able to preserve us until salvation.
那么圣灵的更新当然有很多方面。
The renewal of the Holy Spirit covers many aspects.
第一个方面。
Firstly,
就是在信心方面的更新。
The renewal in our faith.
我们请看《使徒行传》的第三章。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章
Acts chapter 3，
我们读十五节跟十六节
verses 15 and 16 verses 15 and 16 and killed the prince of life whom God raised from the dead of which we are witnesses and his name through faith in his name has made this man strong whom you see and know yes the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all
彼得跟约翰上圣殿祷告的时候
When Peter and John went to the holy temple to pray
看到有一个生下来就是缺腿的
They saw a man who was lame from birth
他指望彼得他们施舍一些东西给他们
And this lame man hoped that Peter would give him something
彼得怎么回答他呢
And what did Peter reply
在第六节彼得这样说
In verse 6 Peter said
金银我都没有
Silver and gold I do not have.
只把我所有的给你。
But what I do have, I give you.
彼得所有的最宝贵的是什么呢
？And what is it that Peter has that is most precious?
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
于是拉着他的右手扶他起来。
And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up.
这个人就这样的。爬起来了
and immediately this person was able to stand up
第八节记载他欢喜着跳起来又站着又行走他真的可以走了
verse 8 says this man was so joyful that he leapt up he stood and he was able to walk
这些动作啊表现出他起初那一种喜得不敢相信
all these movements showed great joy
但是他真的可以跳他真的可以走
But it is true that he is able to leap and walk.
所以全部的人都非常的惊奇。
All the people who saw it were amazed.
那么有一些人就说，到底这两个人是谁呢
？And some asked, in amazement, who these two persons actually were?
为什么他们有这个权柄
？How is it that they had such authority, power?
因为我们都认识他的。
And we all know them.
有一些人甚至还知道。
And some even knew.
耶稣被钉死之前。
That before the crucifixion of Jesus,
他就是上次不承认主耶稣的。
He was the one who denied the Lord three times.
当耶稣被钉死的时候
，and when Jesus Christ was crucified to death,
他们通通都跑掉，不懂跑到哪里去躲藏起来了。
All of them ran away and hid themselves.
可是现在为什么他们完全的改变呢
？But how is it that now they are totally transformed?
那彼得就对他们讲道。
Peter.Spoke a sermon.
十二节
verse 12.
彼得就对这些百姓说
Peter said to the multitude,
你们为什么定睛看着我们呢
Why do you look intently at us?
你们以为这是凭我们自己的能力和我们的敬虔使这个人行走吗
As though by our own power and godliness we had made this man walk.
不是的
It is not so.
是耶稣基督
It is Jesus Christ.
就是你们把他杀了钉死在十字架的耶稣
It is the Jesus whom you have killed and crucified.
但是神却叫他复活了
But God has raised him from the dead.
他赐下圣灵给我们
And he has bestowed the Holy Spirit upon us.
我们就是靠着他所赐给我们的信心叫这一个人在你们的面前完全好了
And it is by this faith that he has given us that has caused this person to be completely healed.
所以我们看到彼得他们的信心真的是被圣灵更新了。
We can see that Peter and company, their faith was really,
更新了。
Their faith was renewed by the Lord.
回想耶稣被抓的时候，他们那一种的信心，真的是天差之别。
When you think back of the kind of faith that they had before the crucifixion of Christ.We can see that it is a total, there was a total difference.
啊，不只是对这一些老百姓
，not only to these people.
面对那一些官府，他们也是这样的回答的。
And even when they are faced with the authorities, they would give the same reply.
我们请看第四章
，Chapter 4,
使徒行传的第四章
，Acts Chapter 4,
我们读第八节
，Verse 8
到第十节
，Verses 8 to 10.Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, If we this day are judged for a good deed done to the helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole.
这一些官不是普通的官
And these officials were not ordinary people.
你看第六节所记载的。
If you look at verse 6,
第五节说官府长老和文士在耶路撒冷聚会。
Verse 5 says that the rulers, the elders, and the scribes were gathered in Jerusalem.
还有大祭司亚拿和该亚法、约翰、亚历山大并大祭司的亲属都在那一边。
And Annas, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest.
不管是当时政治方面或者宗教方面，这一些掌权者都聚集了。
Whether it is in the religious field or the political area, these people were gathered together.
老百姓是很怕进官的。
The ordinary people would be fearful to meet the authorities.
尤其见到大官是会害怕的。
And they will be fearful if they see somebody who is a high-ranking official.
但是彼得被圣灵充满。
But Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他对他们做见证。
And he testified before them.
耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
Jesus Christ had been resurrected from the dead.
你们把他钉死。
And you were the ones who crucified him.
但是神却叫他复活。
But God has raised him up.
他赐下圣灵给我们。
He has given the Holy Spirit to us.
我们就是信靠耶稣基督的名。
And by relying on his name,
我们就是叫这个残废的起来行走。
We have enabled this lame person to stand up and walk.
这是一个事实，是推翻不了的事实。
And this is a fact that cannot be toppled.
所以彼得很勇敢地向这一些官府来做见证。
Very courageously, Peter testified before the authorities.
果然，他这样的见证就得到禁止跟恐吓。
And his testimony met with threats and threats and beatings.
所以在第十八节、第十七节里面记载。
In verse 17, it is recorded.
说这一些官府商量好说，我们必须恐吓他们，叫他们不可以再奉耶稣的名去传道。
The authorities had discussed and decided to threaten them so that they would not preach the name of Jesus.
所以十八节讲得很清楚说，叫了他们来，禁止他们，总不可奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。
Verse 18, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus.
那么彼得就回答他这样说。
But Peter answered them,
在神面听从你们不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理呢？你们自己酌量吧。
Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge.
也许这一些道理，因为我们平常听，而且我们在这种平安的环境，我们不会感觉到有什么特别。
Perhaps such things, when we hear them, when we are in peaceful times, when our surroundings are not adverse, it doesn't seem to be any special.
我们可以随意就这样说出来的。
It is easy for us to make such quotations.
但是如果我们回到彼得当时的处境，
But if we are placed in the circumstances that Peter faced with,
我们有没有这种的信心，这种胆量来坚持我们的信仰呢？
Do we have this kind of faith and courage to contend for our faith?
所以我们很清楚地看见，
We can see very clearly here,
他们的信心真的不一样了。
That their faithwas now different.
因为圣灵充满了他们，更新了他们。
They had been filled with the Holy Spirit and had been renewed.
他们确定自己的信仰是真的，耶稣真的复活了。
And they were able to affirm that their faith was real and that Jesus Christ truly had resurrected.
当你肯定你的信仰的时候，
When we are able to affirm our faith,
你才能够生出这一种无畏的信心来的。
We will be able to produce this kind of fearless faith.
有时候有人试探我们的年轻人。
And some people tempted our young believers.
你们真的信神吗？
Do you really believe in God?
真的有神吗？
Do you think that there's truly a God?
有一些回答得很好。
Some of them give good answers.
但是有一些的回答却是让我们失望的。
But for some, their reply was disappointing.
我都不知道是不是我的妈妈从小就把我抓去受洗了。
I do not know whether there is or not. My mother has dragged me to baptism when I was an infant.
所以他对自己的信仰他都不能够肯定这是不是真的。
They are not able to affirm in their faith whether it is true or not.
他也不想去寻求了解。
And they have no heart to seek and find the answer.
所以你说他怎么有信心来拜神，有信心来去做见证呢？
And how can such people have faith to worship God and to testify for him?
我们是不是有这种的信心？
Do we have this kind of faith?
我们能不能够很清楚地肯定我们的信仰是真的呢？
Are we able to affirm that our faith is true?
我们不要等到试探临到的时候才来发觉到原来我们是没有这种的信心。
Do not wait until we meet with tests and temptations that we realize that we do not have this kind of faith.
因为恐怕那个时候我们已经太迟了。
For if it is, we were placed in such a situation, it may be too late for us.
所以保罗常常勉励我们。
Therefore, Paul constantly exhorts us.
我们总要审查自己有没有信心。
We have to constantly search ourselves to see we are in the faith.
我们要清楚知道我所信的到底是谁。
And we must constantly find out who is the one that we believe in.
他说你们平时都一定要做好准备。
And in our normal times, we ought to be adequately prepared.
为什么我要相信耶稣？
Why do we want to believe in Jesus?
那当我们在疑惑的时候，
And when we have doubts,
难免的在使徒时代也有很多有信心的人，他们都一样迷惑。
It seems that it is inevitable that we have doubts, for even the people of faith during their time also had doubts.
我们请看加拉太书的第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
我们读第一节到第三节。
Verses 1 to 3.Galatians chapter 3 verses 1 to 3. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh?
加拉太地方的信徒受到这种犹太教的律法主义来影响。
The believers in Galatia were actually influenced by the beliefs of Judaism.
你信耶稣是还不够了，你还要遵守摩西的律法行个的。
Some people preach that it is insufficient that you believe in Jesus, but you must also be circumcised according to the law of Moses.
其实这是错的，也是不需要的。
In actual fact, it is wrong and it is unnecessary.
但是他们却因此迷惑了。
But they were confused.
真的耶稣能够救我们吗？还是要遵守摩西的律法呢？
Can Jesus Christ really save us, or do we still need to hold on to certain aspects of the law of Moses?
所以在这种迷惑的当中，
and in this time of confusion,
保罗怎么帮助他们？
How did Paul help them?
他对他们说，
He said to them,
我只问你们一个问题。
I just ask you this question.
你们受了圣灵是因为听了耶稣基督的福音，还是因为遵行了摩西的律法呢？
Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
遵守摩西的律法，你怎么样去体验这一位神的存在？
If you merely held on to the law of Moses, how are you going to experience God?
可是祈求圣灵的降临。
But when the Holy Spirit descended,
你亲身体验到神的同在，耶稣基督的复活。
You have experienced for yourself the abidance of God and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
证明你所信的福音是得救的，是确实的。
It proves that the gospel that you believe in is true.
怎么你还要被迷惑呢？
How is it that you are being bewitched?
同样的，
similarly,
在我们今天也会受许多宗教方面的影响。
We similarly will meet with certain influences from other religions.
尤其当其他的宗教行神迹的时候，
especially when there are miracles performed in the other religions.
那我们在身体上比较软弱，
and for those who are weak in the flesh,
我们看到他们的布道会、他们的教会祷告有神迹奇事，
when we see that their miracle rallies yielded miracles.
那么他的心就动摇了。
Then the heart is being shaken.
为什么神不与我们同在呢？
How is it that God is not with us?
我祷告都没有得到平安。
I pray and I did not receive peace.
我去那边接受按手，我的病就好了。
And when I go there for the laying on of hands, my sicknesses were healed.
这个时候在真理和神迹医病的时候，他起了一个很大的挣扎。
It is at this time that there is a contention.There seems to be a strife between the truth and the miracles that the person experienced.
他真的会迷惑起来了。
And the person can be confused.
他清清楚楚我们所传的合乎圣经。
He knows that our preachings conforms to the truth.
我们又有圣灵的见证。
And we have the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
他们所传的不合乎圣经。
This doesn't conform to the Bible.
但是我的病得到医治啊。
But then my sickness is being healed.
所以他内心就产生迷惑。
And in his heart, he is being he's being deceived.
啊，但事实上，这个时候我们真的需要圣灵的更新。
And in actual fact, it is at this time that we need the renewal of the Holy
Spirit. 正如保罗所问我们的。
Just as what Paul asked them.
我只问你们一件事。
I just ask you this thing.
你们得到圣灵。
When you receive the Spirit.
是因为相信耶稣，相信正确的道理。
Is it by believing in Jesus and believing in the truth?
还是相信不正确的道理并得医治呢？
Or you believe in the incomplete truth, but then your sickness has been healed.
连主耶稣都提醒了我们。
Jesus Christ reminded us.
在末世的时候，
in the last days,
假基督、假先知也要行大神迹、大异能。
False Christ and false prophets who will be able to perform great miracles.
连选民都要被迷惑了。
And even the elect of God are deceived.
所以我们的确需要在圣灵里祷告。
And therefore, we have to pray in the Spirit.
来更新我们的信心。
So that our faith will be renewed.
甚至有一些软弱的信徒。
And for some believers who are weak,
还会怀疑我们自己的圣灵呢。
They even doubt the Holy Spirit that we have.
我的圣灵是真的吗？
Is the Holy Spirit that I have true?
是我自己心理的作用呢？
Is it because of my own psychological effect?
还是我的习惯呢？
Or could it be because of my habit?
所以他自己心里都已经迷惑了。
In his heart, he is already deceived.
那怎么能够建立起这个信心，又怎么能够发起热心呢？
And how can he therefore build up his faith so that he will become fervent?
如果你真的有这样的疑惑，
If we have this kind of confusion,
又怎么样得到清楚的答案呢？
How are we going to get a clear answer?
你就在主的面前祷告吧。
All you need is to pray before the Lord.
这只有你跟神之间。
It is between you and God.
让你再一次的圣灵的感动，圣灵的充满。
So that once again you will be filled with the Holy Spirit and renewed by the Spirit.
这个是在理论上讲解讲不通的。
This is something that we cannot find an answer through theoretical discussion.
虽然我们尽我们的力量把圣经的真理讲解清楚，也尽量的引证一些的体验，一些的真的见证。
Even though we may try our best to explain and discuss from the Bible and to use examples of some experiences to prove it,
这都不如你自己的祷告，圣灵在你心里感动你。
But all these are incomparable to your own prayer and the motivation of the Holy Spirit in your heart.
但这必须要你自己谦虚的来祷告，来恳求。
But it is something that you must humble yourself to kneel down and pray for.
神是愿意人人得救的。
God wants every man to be saved.
圣灵是要引导人家明白真理的。
And the Holy Spirit is to guide everyone to the truth.
所以如果你有心寻求真理，
If you have the heart to seek the truth,
你要肯定你的真理，
And you want to affirm the truth,
用一个谦卑迫切的心向主祈求，
You must have a humble and fervent heart to pray from the Lord.
我都能够看得出你这一种诚心，这一种的迫切。
If I can see your earnestness in your prayer,
难道主耶稣不知道吗？
Can't Jesus Christ know it?
但是如果连我都看得出你根本都不认真，你根本都是马马虎虎。
But even if I can see that you are half-hearted in your prayer, you are not serious at all.
你只是随便拿出一个问题来为难。
You just simply pose a difficult question.
那好像我这样的疑惑，好像我这样的不热心是理所当然的，因为我不清楚嘛。
To show that it is as if that it is justifiable for you to be in a state of confusion.
除非你叫神给我一个很清楚的体验，
or unless you ask God to give you a very clear experience,
那么我就真的会体验到了，
then,
我就明白了。
Then I will be able to experience it and I will be able to understand.
大概我们多数都是效法多马那一种的方式。
Many of us would like to imitate the method adopted by Thomas.
你怎样见证耶稣复活，我都不相信。
No matter how you testify about the resurrection of Christ, I will not believe.
我要亲眼看见他。
I want to see him for myself.
看见还不相信。
Not only to see him,
我还要用手指头去摸看他手上的钉痕。
I want to use my fingers to feel the nail wounds.
那我才相信。
Then I will believe.
那是主耶稣怜悯他了。
And Jesus Christ was merciful towards him.
就向他显现。
He appeared before him.
但是主耶稣不希望每一个人都效法他。
But Jesus Christ did not want believers to imitate Thomas.
主耶稣就这样讲。
Jesus Christ said,
多马，你是看见了才相信。
Thomas, you believe because you have seen.
但那些还没有看见就相信的人有福了。
But blessed are those who believe, who have not seen but yet believe.
因为他们真的是相信。
For they truly believe.
所以我们不是要效法多马那一种的方式。
We must not Follow the example of Thomas.
那是一种试探神。
It is a kind of testing of God.
比如你说你是个高手吗？
If you may ask, do you think you are an expert?
那么你就耍几招给我看。
If you are an expert, then show me your martial arts.
那么我就知道你是一个高手了。
Then I will know that you are truly a martial art exponent.
或者把这个大砖砍断。
Or perhaps you can break the bricks before my eyes.
我就知道真的你是原来是黑带高手。
Then I know that you are a karate black belt.
那么你为了要证明你是，你要去表演几招给他们看吗？
And if to prove that you are you going to demonstrate your skills?
我们说这个是很孩子气的问题。
We say that it is a very childish notion.
真正的高手他不会接受这种挑战来表演给你看的。
A true expert will not take up your challenge to demonstrate his skill.
但是我们却常常希望神这样的表演给我们看。
But very often we wish that God will demonstrate it before our eyes.
你行个神迹给我看，我就相信了。
If you perform a miracle for me to see, I will believe.
你给我体验，我就知道你真的是我的神。
If you allow me to have the experience, then I will reckon you as my God.
那如果没有的话，这个责任就不在我的身上了。
And if you do not do it, then I do not have the responsibility.
这不是一个求道者应该有的精神和态度的。
This is not the attitude and spirit a truth seeker has.
也违反神的主耶稣的原则。
And it is against the principle of the Lord.
凡口渴的人到我面前来。
All who are thirsty come before me.
我就给你水喝。
And I will give you drink.
你自己要先感觉到你需要这个水。
You must first feel the thirst for the water.
可是单单感觉还不够。
But mere feeling is insufficient.
神啊，你已经知道我需要水了的咯。
God, you already know that I need water.
主耶稣说，你要到我的面前来。
But Jesus said, you must come before me.
你还要开口来祈求。
And you have to open your mouth to plead for water.
主啊，求你开恩，赐下圣灵给我。
Lord, please show mercy upon me and give me the Holy Spirit.
这是你要自己开口祈求的。
This is something that you have to open your mouth to request for.
所以我们在祷告祈求圣灵的事上，
In our prayer for the Holy Spirit,
我们是不是这样的渴慕呢？
Do we have this kind of thirst?
我们是不是这样的迫切祈求呢？
Are we so earnest in our request?
我们是不是已经打开我们的心门？
Have we opened our hearts?
我们有时候觉得主耶稣很难请。
Sometimes we find that it is so difficult to invite the Lord in.
主耶稣好像在天上很远。
It seems that the Lord is so far above in heaven.
我们的祷告要怎么样才能够达到神的那边去呢？
How can my prayer ever reach God?
其实我们都想错了。
Actually, we are all mistaken.
主耶稣说他是来到我们的门前叩门的。
Jesus is the one who comes before our very door and knocks at the door.
我在你的门前叩门。
I come and knock at your door.
你打开你的心门。
When you open the door of your heart,
我就进入你的内心。
I will come into you.
我要与你同在。
I will abide with you.
我要住在你的里面。
I will dwell with you.
让你知道我在你里面，你在我里面。
So that you will know that I abide in you and you abide in me.
我们就知道这个信仰是确实的。
Then we will know that this faith is true.
耶稣真的复活了。
Jesus Christ has truly resurrected.
圣灵真的降临。
The Holy Spirit has truly been poured down.
这种东西，理论只是给我们头脑上一种的了解。
Theoretical discussion will only give us mere knowledge of the mind.
但是如果理论真的能够让我们完全的了解的话，
If mere discussion really enable us to understand,
圣灵已经不需要降临下来。
Then there's no need for the Holy Spirit to be poured down.
我们单单靠口才去讲解就好了吗？
All we need is just eloquence to preach.
但是你看使徒时代，
But look at the time of the apostles.
耶稣所的复活有多久呢？
How long ago was the resurrection of Christ?
也不过几十年的时间。
Merely a few tens of years have passed.
但是他们就已经怀疑了。
But the people started to doubt.
那我们今天已经离开这大约2000年的时间。
And for us, we are away from the time for 2000 years.
对耶稣的复活这事情，我们不是更加的模糊不清
？Concerning the resurrection of Christ, are we not even more muddle-headed?
难怪主耶稣他知道。
It is no wonder that Jesus knows.
我去了，我一定要差遣保惠师下来。
So.I depart, but I will send the counselor, the helper to you.
他会与你们同在。
He will abide with you.
让你们真的知道。
So that you will truly understand.
所以如果没有圣灵的降临，
If the Holy Spirit had not been poured down,
我们的信心真的会崩溃。
Our faith will collapse.
在当时的使徒时代，
During the time of the apostles,
他们都这样的迷惑。
The believers were already bewitched.
更何况是我们的今天呢？
Not to mention we in this present time.
所以我们要迫切祈求圣灵。
Therefore, we must pray earnestly for the Holy Spirit.
我们在祷告上自己的体验。
We need to have this experience for ourselves in our prayer.
那么圣灵会在我们心里头不断的更新我们。
And the Holy Spirit will renew us constantly in our hearts.
我们再看哥林多前书十二章。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章
First Corinthians chapter
12对不起四十五章
Chapter 15
我们读三十二节到三十四节
Let us read verses 32 to 34 Chapter 15 verses 32 to 34If in the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me? If the dead do not rise, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. We do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin. For some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame.
哥林多教会为什么这么样的淫乱呢？
How is it that the Corinthian church was so immoral?
难道他们不怕神吗？
Is it because they did not fear God?
难道圣灵不充满在他们当中吗？
Or is it because the Holy Spirit did not fill them?
因为有一部分的人，他们相信耶稣没有复活。
There were a group of believers who did not believe that Jesus had resurrected.
所以在十二节里面保罗告诉他们
And in verse 12 Paul said to them
我们是传基督从死里复活怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢
For we preach that Christ has been raised from the dead How is it that some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead
如果没有死人复活那么耶稣真的就没有复活了
And if there is no resurrection of the dead then Jesus Christ had not been resurrected
那么我们信耶稣就等于白费的了
Then our belief in Jesus will come to nothing.
那既然是这样
And if this is the case,
你奉耶稣的名医病赶鬼，他们就得到医治。
And when you perform miracles and healings in the name of Jesus Christ, people are healed.
这有可能吗？
Is it possible?
这当然是不可能的。
Of course, it is not possible.
耶稣真的是复活。
Therefore, Jesus has truly resurrected.
圣灵已经降临。
The Holy Spirit has been descended.
我们不是很清楚的知道吗？
Aren't we all very clear about this?
所以他说你们不要自己欺骗自己。
Do not deceive yourself.
你们这样的滥交放纵肉体的情欲是败坏自己的。
Evil company corrupt good habits.
你们要醒悟为善。
You must awake yourself to righteousness.
不要再犯罪。
Do not sin.
有人不认识神。
There are some who do not have the knowledge of God.
一个敬拜神的人，却被使徒称他们为不认识神。
And for people who worship God, yet the apostles reckon them as having no knowledge of God.
就像刚才我所说的。
Just as what I've said earlier.
有一些青年。
There are some youths.
他说我都不知道有没有神。
They said I do not know whether there is God.
我也不知道圣灵是不是真的，还是他们心理作用的。
I do not know whether the Holy Spirit is true or it is because of the psychological effect of people.
从小就被抓去受洗，就成为真耶稣教会的信徒了。
When I was young, I was brought to be baptized in the true Jesus Church, and therefore I became a believer.
他自己却不愿意去追求。
And he himself does not seek the truth.
他自己却不愿意去祷告。
He himself does not pray.
所以他只是这样听，只是这样的看。
And he merely listens and see.
所以他听了很多理论。
He has listened to many theories.
他也看见很多神迹奇事。
He has seen many miracles.
但是他的心里还是迷糊的。
But in his heart, he is still muddle-headed.
你不要说哪里有这么可能，看见神迹，看见得圣灵，心里还会迷糊。
You may say, is it possible for somebody to experience the Holy Spirit to see miracles and yet still so confused?
那是真的。
It is true.
你看以色列人在旷野四十年，不是看过更大的神迹？
Look at the Israelites in the wilderness. Didn't they see greater miracles?
但是他们怎么样呢?
But what happened to them?
他们真的敬畏神吗?
Did they truly show reverence to God?
我们就看主耶稣传道的时候。
Look at the preaching of Jesus.
他不是叫拉撒路复活吗?
Didn't he command Lazarus to be resurrected?
那些人不是亲眼看见吗?
And were not the people saw the resurrection themselves?
有些人看了就信，但是有些人看了却去商量要怎么样杀死耶稣和拉撒路。
Some saw and they believed, but some saw and they discussed how they should kill Jesus and Lazarus.
所以最重要的。
So,What is more important?
还是要你自己。
Is still yourself.
你自己跪在主的面前。
For you yourself to kneel before the Lord Jesus.
你自己要祷告祈求圣灵。
You yourself have to pray for the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵在你的心里头感动，做见证。
And when the Holy Spirit moves your heart and testify.
正如在十二章，哥林多前书十二章。
Just as Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says.
第三节。
Verse 3.
保罗说。
Paul says,
所以我告诉你们
Therefore I make known to you
被神的灵感动的没有说耶稣是可咒诅的
No one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse
若不是被圣灵感动的 but, 也没有能说耶稣是主的
And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit
基督教的兴旺
The progress of Christianity
不是靠口才不是靠理论
It's not through eloquence or theories,
乃是靠神的灵的感动
but through the motivation of the Spirit of God.
圣灵借着神的话在我们心里头运行
The Holy Spirit uses the Word of God and works in our hearts.
教导我们，感动我们。
He teaches us the words of God and moves us.
让我们自己发起热心
so that we will be stirred up in our zeal.
让我们发受感动。
So that we will be able to be moved.
让我们愿意奉献我们的一切。
That we are willing to offer everything we have.
这不是口才跟理论可以做得到的。
This is not something achievable by eloquence and theories.
就像保罗一样。
Just as what Paul had said.
谁让他屈服在主的面前呢？
Who was able to, who persuaded him to be in subjection to the Lord Jesus.
谁让他奉献一切来为耶稣基督来传福音呢?
And who persuaded him to give up everything to preach the Lord Jesus?
是圣灵的感动和更新。
It is the motivation and renewal of the Holy Spirit.
所以祈求主的灵感动我们。
We pray that the Spirit of God will move us.
不住地更新我们。
To continually and unceasingly renew us.
让我们在信心上能够得到更新。
That our faith will be renewed.